OJB's podcast, 21 September 2015. Insulting Sir Peter. Political commentator Rodney Hyde used to be a New Zealand politician and was leader of our Libertarian Party, ACT. Like most libertarians, he had some great ideas, and I agreed with a lot of what he said, except in most cases, when it came to economics, where I find libertarianism is hopelessly simplistic and unrealistic. But this blog post isn't about economics. It's about political correctness, something that most libertarians are very good at criticising, rejecting, and generally ridiculing. And of course, I enjoy ridiculing PC too, so let's look at the issue Hyde was offering his opinion on this time. Most people, even those in non-rugby-playing nations, are aware that the Rugby World Cup is currently being played in England and Wales. Like all good sport, there is a significant psychological factor involved, and one effort by an English rugby team was to ridicule the All Black haka, a Maori war dance traditionally performed by the ABs before every game, with their spoof they called the Hakarena. The first thing I thought when I saw this was that someone will get offended and suggest it is racist, disrespectful, or inappropriate in some way, and I wasn't disappointed. Another ex-politician, this time from the Maori Party, Peter Sharples, said, "The haka is very meaningful to us. To actually mimic it and deliberately bring it into ridicule is, to me, insulting." Okay, so he's insulted. Well, I'm insulted that he's insulted over something so trivial. So what? Who cares if he's insulted or not? I think many minority groups take what they perceive to be their culture way too seriously. Sharples should be pleased that the haka is being given so much publicity, because that's one way that his culture can get more recognition. But I do have to wonder about what his culture really is, because his full title is Sir Peter Sharples. Yes, the Maori activist and the person who felt the need to constantly defend his people against perceived and real threats from the Crown has accepted a knighthood from the very entity he spent most of his life fighting against. What a hypocrite. And like many of the PC thought police, Sharples thinks we should all be offended and take action. He said, "The Maori and New Zealanders in London should react to that big time." Not quite sure what he has in mind, but considering the whole idea of the Hakarena was to stir up trouble and possibly put the All Blacks off their game, as well as being just a bit of fun, I would have thought that ignoring the whole thing would have been the best possible response. According to some sources, the All Blacks were also incensed and unimpressed, and are contemplating escalating the psychological warfare. That's cool. I'd hope the AB is not genuinely upset, and in reality find it mildly amusing. I don't think the ABs have made any official response, but anything they do say would need to conform to PC rules, of course. In general, being too precious about your culture is just counterproductive. By insisting that Maori words should be pronounced correctly, you just discourage people from using the language at all. By insisting that any humorous imitation of customs is insulting, you just make it harder to have those customs presented at all. And by taking your culture too seriously, you just create resentment and invite further ridicule. Oh, and one thing. I have 10 times as much respect for All Black captain Richie McCaw, who rejected being given a knighthood, than I have of one self-serving politician who accepted one in apparent conflict with his pro-Maori anti-establishment views from the past. There's an addendum to this podcast. Since then, Richie McCaw has received a knighthood, and he's also been involved with all sorts of advertising for large corporations, and I now have very little respect for him. In fact, I wrote a blog post titled Richie Rich, criticising him on the subject.